I am told that we have with us the person who runs the GOAT yoga program on the line. So let's go to Tracy first. Tracy, good morning and welcome to CT on the Hill.
Good morning, Dan. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing okay. We're hanging in there.
Now, you run the GOAT yoga program in Manchester?
I do. I actually own a farm here called Asakita Acres. We've been an established farm here for about 10 years now. And a couple months ago, we decided to adopt goat yoga on the farm because it's an amazing farm activity to bring people out to the farm that wouldn't otherwise come to really just interact with the animals and to get a better feel for what farm life is really about.
Is that what goat yoga is?
You know, what goat yoga is it's a combination of bringing people to the farm to really truly interact with the animals kind of in a goofy, silly way. The majority of the people who come for goat yoga sessions have never even done yoga before. Yoga is really just the vehicle that gets them here. Yeah, sure, they're bringing their mats and they're out there doing their yoga poses and such. But you know what? It's so much more than the yoga. It could be actually spiritual and therapeutic for people because they're coming and they're being able to connect with these animals on the farm. You know, they might be on their mats with a baby goat in their arms or, you know, getting a giggle because one jumped on their back or they're nibbling on their hair. I think everyone is got it all wrong as far as, you know, it being a health and recreation activity. It's really not. If you take the word yoga out of there and you replace it with, you know, playing with the goats or petting the goats or handling the goats, or even you can even take it a step farther and say, well, you know what, walking through a corn maze or picking my own apples, it's all physical. You know, anytime you come out and you interact with these animals, you're actually doing something that is physical. So what's kind of happened in our situation is that the town of Manchester has deemed goat yoga strictly a health and recreation activity, and they're saying that it doesn't belong on a farm. Well, for goodness sakes, it's more so about interacting with the farm animals and getting an education about them. Most people would never come to the farm and ask about the different species of animals that are here and actually be able to connect with them without the vehicle of goat yoga.
Now, apparently this has really grown. I'm not denying it shouldn't be on the front page of the newspaper, by the way. I think it's a great story. I just would loved to have seen the healthcare story on the front page, too. But
Me too. You know, I'll be honest with you. I think that this is so blown out of proportion and just absolutely it's insanity. When we have much bigger issues on our plate and much more important things to be worrying about, then who comes to your farm and interacts with your animals and how they do so. You know, we're just a farm just trying to sustain ourselves and do business like every other farm out there. And it is my opinion that, you know what, the town officials and government, they should be worrying about the much bigger problems that we have to deal with than something as trivial and as simple as people coming to the farm enjoying themselves. So we do everything in our power here at the farm to make sure that everybody has a very safe and very healthy interaction with these animals. And it just, for me, you know, I mean, unfortunately, I got to fight the fight because we had a neighbor of ours who, believe it or not, sits on the conservation committee. He's the one who actually complained about this activity. He actually used to sit on the Board of Appeals as well, which made us a little nervous about going ahead and appealing. But you know what? We've been told by our town officials that we will most certainly get a fair appeal. And our mayor and our town attorney, they've both been extremely helpful. And so we feel pretty confident about going forward and getting a fair appeal on this matter.
Well, Tracy, what's the big complaint?
You know, so they're complaining that our farm is not that it's not zoned to have this type of activity. But we're a farm. And the biggest problem is that the town of Manchester has not written a definition for farming. So, therefore, there's a lot of confusion, and they need to do that. They need to have a clear definition of what farming is and what farming activities, you know, fall under that category. They don't even have what agritourism is, and that's really what this truly is. We've had people come to our farm from as far as Pennsylvania to Maine, just to come and interact with our animals in this fashion. And when those people come to this town or come to this event, they're in our town, and they're given to our communities. They're eating at our restaurants and fueling up their gas tanks and shopping. So you know what? What we're doing, it isn't just for our farm. It's for our community. I'm a member of our Chamber of Commerce, and, you know, it's all about supporting small business. And you know what? We're a small farm. And for the town of Manchester to say that we aren't allowed to do farming activities or bring agritourism to our farm is just seriously ridiculous to myself and a lot of others. We actually have a petition going around right now. I've only had it up for maybe 3 or 4 days, and I have about 350 signatures on that petition. And also we have a peaceful rally that's going to take place at the Lincoln Center in Manchester right before our appeals. So we are appealing this. Our appeals date is August 30th. It is, like I said, at the Lincoln Center in Manchester, approximately 7 o'clock. And, you know, what we really want to do is we want to bring Manchester back to the farming community that it used to be. That's what our roots are. And I don't know how it got lost, but somehow it did. And, you know, we're not here to try to open up a yoga studio. We're only here to bring people to this farm so they can learn about the animals that we raise and that, you know, they can purchase perhaps maybe some of the products that we sell. And we just want to grow our farm in a farming agritourism way, not a way that is going to do something that we don't feel as though we're zoned for.
Now, Tracy, a couple more questions. I'm so glad you called, by the way, because this is very educational, and I'm in the dark on this. So essentially what happens is people show up. They are there actual yoga sessions, and then they hold the goats or the animals?
Yeah.
What's involved?
Yep. Okay. So people come to the farm. We have a fenced-in area that has a canopy over it. And they bring their mats, and sometimes they don't bring their mats, and we supply them, you know, with mats or towels. You know, we don't want them just sitting on the ground. We want them to you know, be comfortable. And we do indeed have a yoga instructor. Her name is Danuta. She owns Yoga Perk. And the real reason why we have Danuta is because for those people who want to go through the yoga poses while they're interacting with the goats, well, we want to make sure that they're doing it the proper way. And we want to make sure that not only the goats are safe, but the people are doing the safe activity as well. So that's why we have a professional yoga instructor, you know, with us when we do these sessions. They last about an hour long. And the actual yoga, I guess, activity itself is only about 40 minutes. And then the rest of the time, you know, we're taking pictures with people. We're asking, we're answering questions that they may have. We are, the entire time the session is going on, we are walking around with baby goats and putting them in people's laps so they get to hold a baby goat. The most magical thing about these sessions, okay, is that children are coming to them. We have an age limit of 10 years old that can participate in this particular farm activity. And I can't tell you, we are flooded with children. And children don't know anything about yoga. They're not going, mommy, mommy, bring me to a yoga class.
Right.
But what they are saying is, mommy, mommy, I want to do goat yoga because it's fun. And the kids get to go in and, you know, they're sitting on their mats and they're holding their baby goats and they're playing with the goats. And how wonderful is that, that we can reach children and get them interested in farming? Because I'll tell you what, there is far too many children out there today that are more interested in their iPhones or their computers, or, you know, they're looking down at their screens and they're not knowing where their food comes from. They're not having that compassion and that connection with the animals. That's what I'm so passionate about. It's because I'm bringing people to this farm who have never been on a farm before. And you're learning something.
Let me tell you, you are so right about that. Now, let me ask you this, because we're running out of time. A couple of things.
Go ahead.
Of all, is it possible? or not possible, but how could the town be cracking down on your activity when there's not even a definition of what farming is?
Because the way that this town works is that if it's not in the regulations, it's prohibited. So if it is not in their big white book that says this is what our town regulations are, then you're not allowed to do it. That's how it works.
Okay.
So back in January, I wanted to put up a building on my property because I was considering putting a farm store on the property, and it wasn't in the regulations. So I had to go in front of the Zoning Board Appeals, and I had to plead my case on why it was so important that the town have a farm store. Now, I used to manage CCC Feeds and Farm Supply that used to be in town, and they closed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was thinking that, you know what, it'd be a great idea to open up another store in town.
Right. You know what, Tracy?
Because it wasn't there.
I'm running out of time. We're going to have you back,
sure.
By the way. This is so educational. But
thank you.
Just one more quick question. Is it possible?
Yes.
I don't know what your insurance situation is, but I mean, what happens if, God forbid, an animal injures somebody? Does the town become liable?
Not at all. I hold my own insurance through Nationwide Insurance. I have a full farm policy on my farm, on my animals, on all of my equipment and all of my farm buildings. So the town is not liable whatsoever. This is a private farm with its own insurance, so it has nothing to do with town insurance or liability
whatsoever. Tracy, I'm out of time, but hang on the line because we want to stay in touch, so we're going to put you on hold. But thanks for calling the program. This has been very educational.
You're very welcome. You have yourself a wonderful day.
You too.